Sometimes my body seems so alien to me. I quiet it down by watching TV, but grow restless and grow hungry as the water rises up around me. You come on screen, so good looking, it's obscene. I put my fist into my mouth and scream. Some things it seems are catching up with me.
really stop watching, and as I reach for the remote, it is rushing down my throat. I let it in, I start to swim, I grow many arms and legs, and then I start to sing. And all of my peers, they had such potential, but the swamp, it took them down. And my love, I have to take, I kiss them all and let them drown. Oh, you didn't see me, just another drunken groupie. So when your hand reached out, I just pushed you further down. Well, my tentacles so tender as I caress your cheek. Did you know how big I would become and how much I would eat? So glamorous and ravenous as I drag you off your feet. There's nothing you can do. Some things it seems are catching up.
The vocal powerhouse that is Florence and the Machine right there with the song Kraken. That's a brand new song from Florence and the Machine's latest album, Everybody Scream. She is heading out on her arena tour this spring. I still can't figure out how she is an arena act, but I have tickets and I am very excited to see. I do truly believe that voice can fill any arena. In the middle, it is the band that was our number one album for 2025, our girly, so grooviest album for 2025, British band The New Eves. The New Eve is Rising is the name of their debut album. It was released back in August. We heard Astro Labe. They have not announced a North American tour. This summer, you will find them touring through the UK, but still no North American tour dates. This is a band that just brings such feral energy that I need to see them live. And then we kicked off the full 2 hours, or sorry, we kicked off the second hour with The Velvet Underground and Nico. From the infamous debut album, The Velvet Underground and Nico, we heard All Tomorrow's Parties. Right now, it is another incredible British artist that really knows how to pack a punch in the indie rock that she makes. I am talking about Anna Calvi right now here on Girly So Groovy.
The lights are on, the TV is on, my body is still on. The lights are on, the TV is on, my body is still on. Electrified, statuette against the high rise.
When the patriarchy's got you down and all you want to do is cast spells and incantations, well then you tune to Girly So Groovy. There is a real witchiness pervading this second hour here on the program. And that last set definitely solidified it. We heard music right there from Surrey, England, singer, songwriter, producer, Annika. There is an iciness that she brings to the alternative rock that she makes. We heard the song Rights. That is from Annika's album Change. In the middle, it is Dara Dorian. Of course, Dara Dorian, the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian, who's also known for her work with The Dirty Projectors. Dara Dorian's new fourth album, Ready for Heaven. It just got me so excited last year in 2025. It is a playful buffet of percussion forward no wave and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer described this new album as a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot. And again, that just delivers a witchiness, darkness kind of indie rock fun. We heard the song Digital Gravestone from Dara Dorian. And then starting that set off, it is the passionate British singer-songwriter Anna Calvi. Now, this is a songwriter who influences range from post-punk to flamenco to classical. There's a PJ Harvey quality to Anna Calvi. Alpha. What a great word to play with as a singer-songwriter. Alpha. That comes from Anna Calvi's album Hunter. Lots more music to get to. Coming up in the last half hour, I've got music on the way from Brassy, music from Brazilian Girls. But up next, it is music that we featured a few times. No, actually, only once here on Girly So Groovy. But it easily made its way into some of our best albums of 2025. Bandcamp was the first to tune me into Brazilian quintet Pilatos. The band feels like a holdover from indie rock in the early 2000s with their ironically detached lyrics, scattered electronica, and a dash of slacker style that makes the band serious about not taking themselves too seriously. Think bands like La Tigra, Chibomato, Bjork, Brassy. This is the sound of Pilatos. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.